These families lived in Hale County, Alabama, a rural area of west central Alabama.
The families were the Tingles, the Fieldses, and the Burroughs. You know, there are 9 chapters in the book. They're very straightforwardly labeled: business, shelter, food, clothing, work, education, leisure, health. And then he takes us into the fields at the picking season.
Picking is simple and terrible work. Skill will help you, endurance will come in handy, but neither makes it a bit easier. Over your right shoulder, you have slung a long sack that trails to the ground. You work with both hands as fast and as steadily as you can.
Is the article relevant today, or is this very much about a certain time period in American history?
It gives us 2 things at once. It gives us a new dimension of James Agee, a much beloved writer, as you know. But the other gain that we have from this book is that we have a kind of uncomfortable illumination of our own situation. Much of the book is about debt, of course. Much is it about what we would call now the debt trap. Adam Hazlett, in his introduction, writes, I think, very persuasively about the contemporary political relevance of the book. It's a story that needs to be told all over again. And this, I think, should help us to, or should at least remind us of the necessity.
The Tingles no longer think of what life they have in terms of something in the least controllable from season to season, or even from day to day. Poverty caused their carelessness. Their carelessness brings them deeper poverty. Disease runs in among them, free as hogs in a garden. And so the intermultiplying goes on in steady degeneration.
It's interesting that at several points in the book, Agee makes the point that he's not there to judge the people or their circumstances. However, that's usually either just before or just after he has judged the people or their circumstances. Was there an inner conflict or dialogue going on in his head?
I would put it this way. It's not a book that refrains from judgment, but it's not a book that is trying to make an argument either. And it's not a brief for reform. Those are very different things. And one of the reasons that this book, I think, feels like it was written, for better and for worse, yesterday, feels so contemporary to us, is because it doesn't either try to make a clear argument in the context of the national political discussion, say, in 1936. And it's not taking a partisan political point of view. What it's trying to do is the same thing that the photographs are trying to do, which is to enlarge our perceptions and sort of enrich our imagination of suffering. This is a very, very difficult thing to do, and it's the thing that Agee did, I would say, better than any American writer that I know of, certainly. The biggest thing that Agee wants us to do is to open up our eyes and open up our ears. That's more difficult to do than it might sound. Mm-hmm. So to look around us at our own social crisis as it's unfolding and wonder who's going to cover it and who's going to tell the stories on behalf of our own generation of people who are trapped in debt, in varying levels of discomfort, of course, but nonetheless, there it is.